Today, we are joined by incumbent LNP member for Longman, Terry Young.
Hi, Terry Young here, your current federal member and LNP candidate for Longman. I've either lived, worked or played in our community for over 40 years. I believe only a true local with connections to our community can truly understand what it is our community needs. I'm not a career politician. In fact, before being elected in 2019, in 35 years of employment, I had never worked in politics or government. I had worked only in the private sector, including the past 20 years as a small business owner. I'm a proud husband, father of four, and granddad to five beautiful grandchildren, and I believe that family is the heartbeat of our nation and our community is the best place to raise a family. Our area is diverse, from the beaches on Bribie to the bush out at Woodford, down to the suburbs of Kalanga where I grew up, through the heart of our region, Caboolture and Morayfield. We have it all. This diversity is a wonderful asset, but it means only a true local with an understanding of our unique landscape will be able to deliver what our community needs. People from all around our great country have heard of our community and they're drawn to it. This is evidenced by the amount of people moving here each year. Locations like the new, exciting estate North Harbour with its marina precinct, which will create not only a unique boat-loving community, but also hundreds of employment opportunities in a newly formed marine industry. Our agriculture sector continues to grow, with 70% of Australia's strawberries grown right here in Longman. This rapid growth, whilst bringing so many benefits, also means careful planning and governance are needed to ensure new residents have the services needed to live their best life. In my first term, I have worked hard with both local councillors and state members to ensure these needs are met. I am proud to be part of a team that has addressed our GP shortage, provided funding for 8 chemotherapy chairs for the Caboolture Public Hospital, delivered much-needed roads and other infrastructure, such as the third lane on the M1 between the Bribie Island exit and Steve Irwin Way, and the new settlement road overpass at Narangbar, as well as improving the mobile phone and NBN services in our community, with still more improvements to come in the near future. I've also secured funding in my first term for a new PCYC in Caboolture, a Veterans Wellness Centre, a Medicare and Centrelink agency on Bribie, as well as upgrades to local sporting clubs and venues like the North Pine and Caboolture Soccer Clubs, Bribie Island Rugby League, Sandstone Point Little Athletics, and Genie's Netball, just to name a few. There's been literally hundreds of thousands of dollars received by community organisations from the federal government through grants this past 3 years. Fantastic organisations such as Men's Sheds, St Vinny's, Mentorise, Spiders Boxing, and many more have all benefited from these grants. But there's still so much more to do. We have so many wonderful community groups and community-minded small businesses in Longman. When I was elected, I started a networking event called Terry Young's Vision Builders, which is designed to bring these groups and businesses together with one common goal: to ensure that every member of our community has the pathways and local support to be the best version of themselves, whatever that is. So whether your dream is to be a nurse, teacher, a tradie, a small business owner, as Vision Builders, we are committed to working together to ensure you succeed in your chosen career. This group has also seen many organisations who were formerly strangers now working together to achieve great outcomes. I'm committed to remaining positive in this world, so often promoting doom and gloom through social and traditional media. My belief has always been that we need to lift people up, not tear them down. The local community have been so supportive of me in my first term, and I thank them for that. When I have been out and about in our community, so many people have been forthcoming with not only their concerns, but also their suggestions on how to improve our community, for which I am very grateful. These discussions with locals have inspired me to work even harder to ensure infrastructure is in place for our enormous future growth. I'll be working closely with local and state governments to ensure that vital road projects like the upgrade of major roads such as the Diagala Highway, Bribie Island and Beachmere Roads are completed in a more timely manner. If I am fortunate enough to be re-elected for a second term, I promise I will continue to work with the community to ensure Longman receives all the federal government support you deserve.
Keeping our community connected, 101.5.